Lekach vehalibov einbeis.
Love to where it says Harishonim Hikshu. By the bottom of the bottom of page Ein Gimel. Oh, you're writing him a whole thing? That's good. Oh, I want to read that after, if you don't mind. But it's not too personal. Harishonim Hikshu. Bottom of Ein Gimel. You ready? Yishonim has kakasha. Amado talked to Chazal brocha al mitzvah sipit yis mitzrayim. Why is there no bracha? It's a mitzvah sipit yis mitzrayim. Why is there no bracha birchas hamitzvahs like there is by other mitzvahs? Right, there's a bracha at the end of Magid, but there's no bracha on the mitzvah, before the mitzvah. There's a lot of answers to this kasha. There are some rishonim that answer. That the bracha that we make at the end of Magid, now, that's a problem, right? Because if the kasha is, why didn't they make a bracha on this mitzvah?
The beginning.
And you're answering that it's the bracha at the end of Magid is the bracha on the mitzvah. But we know that halacha is a regular birchas mitzvahs you have to make before. So that's Ksam Sofer asks. Ksam Sofer Hiksha. He asks, and those Rishonim that give this teretz, which means before the mitzvah. So why would it be according to these Rishonim that here we have the bracha going after? Ksam Sofer answers in an amazing way. He says, "In a matzino betvilas gerim, shemavarchin la'achad tvilo." Well, we had this with the sugya of Al and Lith, the sugya in the first perek. Yeah, we find by the tvilah of a ger, you make the bracha after the tvilah. Now, why do you make the bracha after the tvilah? Ah, mitzvah is always before. Teretz is before. He wasn't shaykh to the bracha. Mishum shekoydim tvilah chazi. He wasn't roy. The loymat to the member of vitzivanu. He can't say vitzivanu. Gakati nochriu. He's still a goy, so he doesn't have a vitzivanu. He can't say vitzivanu al tvilah. So therefore, you have to make the bracha after. So zog the chsam soifer, unbelievable. Ukein zeu b'mitzvah sibet yis mitzrayim. Shekol adam b'leil say the maschil b'gnus. Mitchilo aleb devi dezar hu avi seinu. He says every time we say the sibet yis mitzrayim, the same thing's happening to us. Because we start off that God of mitchilo aleb devi dezar hu avi seinu. Ukemoshe chayib adam the roi says atzmai kilo yotzim mitzrayim. Just like we know, a person has to view himself as if he came out from Mitzrayim. So he has to see himself as being one of the Odei Avodah Zarah in the beginning also. He has to see himself in the entire picture, from beginning to end. And now Hashem brought us into his Avodah. And by saying it over, it's like reinventing himself. It's like he's living through the Gators that Klal Yisrael went through when they left Mitzrayim. But we know there was a Geirus for the whole nation when they left Mitzrayim. Before Har Sinai, it says they did Mila and Moshe Rabbeinu did Zrika on them. Sha'ayvim Allah be'ez ha'zos ha'zos ha'shibud v'gula ad shalav v'soyv k'varon b'akon v'adosli, that we're going through this through the Shibud and through the Gula until the end we come to becoming real Obdi Hashem. Yeah. With this we can understand the Lashon of the Baal HaGadol. Shekosav mitchilo Obdi Avodah Zarah v'seinu. V'achshav kavanu ha'mokom. And now Hashem brought us close. It's a tzarech beer. When we say the word v'achshav, what do you mean now? What does now mean? Should have said mitchilo Obdi Avodah Zarah v'seinu. And then Hashem brought us close. Why now? And the kavanah, who? Why the word now? The kavanah is v'achshav shebeis hazois. But Leila said that right now we're reliving this. Kavanah amokum shezoichem atel kivus amokum. Right now we're being zoiched to this kivus amokum. But lachein daika achar sibud yis mitzrayim mevarech al mitzvah. That's why we make the bracha at the end. B'shem shekoydim sibud yis mitzrayim eino yochol levarech. Neishadayim bechinas avdei v'dezora. We're mamish reliving what the Akkadah says. that the beginning Klai Yisrael were Ivdei by the Zorah. And only once we go through the process, through this process of becoming the Am Hashem, then we can make the bracha at the end. Asher galonu. Ubezem avarch sam soifer. And my person is a matzah. Koydim sibatiyas mitzrayim. Ubeli bracha. She's a lohoiris alhanal. Shanu royim as atzmenu kilo hayinu achshav goyim. Velechen no poiz moisoy beli bracha. Ubezem ashoayim imholach ma'ane diochla v'son ba'arad mitzrayim. Some Sefer says that's why we break the matzah before the Tzibah Tzibah Tzibah, and we don't make any brach on it, because we're also bimarames to this idea that we're starting off as goyim and going through this process of geirus of becoming close to Hashem.
Yeah,
I guess, yeah. I mean, in Ruchnius. So that's what the Chassam Sofer says. Unbelievable. Yeah. So it's a Geirus. The process of Mitzrayim is a process of Geirus. It's a process of Bnei Yisrael becoming Bnei Yisrael. So we're reliving that also. So we're reliving that Lech HaSeder. Then it only makes sense that the bracha should come at the end. The Chazina Midvarav, we see from his words, the Birur HaInyan, the way he explains this, Inyan, Hamavur B'Svarim HaKadoshim, Shebechol Yoyim Tev, yeah, that's clear. I was actually going to mention this, but he mentioned it himself. You see, what's this Chassam Sefer based on? It's based on the idea, Shebechol Yoyim Tev Yorin HaVa'odim Ha'orus V'Hashpoyis K'mekedim. That every Yom Tov is not just a commemoration of something that happened, but it's the same R and the same process, the same Shefa that came down from Shemayim during that Yom Tov, in whatever form it took, is re-happening, is happening again. You know what the Raya is to it? I think I said it before. The Raya is the Gemara that says you shouldn't do a dangerous procedure, Erev Shavuos, which is Halacha in Shulchan Aruch. I mentioned that one time. Yeah. Okay. Ubayichud, and specifically, Belelis Kaddish Chag HaPesach, Ayidei Asibot Shoha Neis, through telling over the Neis, Nas the Gula Achshav, it's like the Gula is happening again. That same aura is coming into the world again. Vadvarim Choyzim Atzvon B'Choshana V'Shona. It comes back. In other words, it's not like time is not just a timeline, I guess, but it goes back on itself, time. It's a cycle. And Mamela, that Leil Tezvov, that same, whatever was in the air then, that's in the air now. Ubesifrei Musa Kosvu, the Sifrei Musa, right? Alzeh. Yeah. Ubesifrei Musa Kosvu Alzeh. That's what the word Shona. The word Shona means it repeats itself. It's not a straight timeline. It's repeating itself. What's the mashal they use? Maybe like a spiral. Like time's going on, but it keeps coming back to that same point, just a little bit higher up. You know what I mean? Like that. Okay. Mashal na'er. They write a very nice mashal to this. Sha'adam nimshal l'mishon oseyem imakma l'makam avrakevet sha'oyve habet ha'chanol. A person's going, traveling on a train, is making many stops. You know, before I moved here, I would say Rakevis and Tachanois, but it's very hard to say Rakevis when you actually have a Rakevit, you know what I'm saying? When you actually use it in the vernacular. Okay. And it's going on many Tachanot. Yeah. There's a lot of stops. But so Radim Lerois, Leredis, Bamokam Hamiyuad, you have to get off at the right place. And they'll fall asleep. Okay, that can happen to people. You fall asleep on the train, you miss the stop. The Meshech Hashana, as he goes through his year, as he lives through his year, every Yom Tov you stop in order to bring into yourself the art of that Yom Tov. He has to be careful not to sit with his hands folded on the train and wait till it keeps going. He has to get off and look around in the ear that it stopped at. You have to go and try to bring this oil into yourself. Not just, okay, this is nice, we're commemorating this, now next thing we'll commemorate. No, you have to relive it. To go into the Yom Tov with all your strength. And to bring into yourself all the hashpahs of that Yom Tov. Okay, Gevaldik. All right. So